Once called the New Jerusalem, Rome has far outstripped the real Jerusalem as the holy city of Christian pilgrimage. For 15 centuries, pilgrims have been coming here, and some still walk the whole way, hundreds and even thousands of kilometers, sometimes carrying a heavy cross in penance or devotion. As a symbol of their devotion, many of the pilgrims climb on their knees with a prayer at each step, the 28 marble sacred steps connected with the Basilica of St. John Lateran. Tradition says that these steps were brought to Rome by the Emperor Constantine's mother and are the same ones Jesus mounted to face Pilate. Stains on them are said to be of Jesus' blood. The Church grants an indulgence of 1,000 years to anyone who thus climbs them and receives Holy Communion as well. So many do it that the steps have been covered with stout walnut planks, which have had to be renewed 3 times in the last 200 years. In all history, only one person has been said to get halfway up, change his mind, and walk down. Legend says it was Martin Luther. Since it was because of St. Peter that Rome became the capital of world Catholicism, he is the city's patron saint. Many churches and relics keep his memories green, but Rome's greatest tribute to St. Peter is the vast basilica which rises in what is now the state of Vatican City and is the center of all Catholicism. Started in 1506 and completed 176 years later, this huge edifice can hold nearly 100,000 people. It is built over what tradition says was the tomb of St. Peter, and recent excavations indicate that he was indeed buried here. In the tomb was found a skeleton, headless, of an elderly man on which exhaustive tests have been made to determine whether it belongs to the supposed head of St. Peter in the possession of another church. The result of the tests have not yet been made public.